Thank you and welcome to you all. So today I'll be talking about greenhouse gas emission and soil nitrate content in dryland winter wheat cropping system under contrasting precipitation years. To begin with, dryland agriculture contributes 41% of world agriculture land and also 75% of the semi-arid Great Plains agriculture. And in Wyoming, 90% of its wheat is produced under dryland condition. However, the climatic variability in the semi-arids influences the crop production. And the recent prediction suggests that there are more drought coming in this region with the climate change. And we know that the greenhouse gas emission from agriculture contributes to a significant amount of for the global warming, and which is a reason for the climate change. But we do have a very limited inventory of greenhouse gas from this semi-arid region, Great Plains region. And we still need to understand how the climatic variability might affect the crop production and biogeochemical cycle under the dryland wheat fallow production of the Great Plains. So to understand that, we started our experiment in Sustainable Agriculture Research and Extension Center in Lingle, Wyoming, and started studying the wheat fallow cropping system. Wheat in Wyoming is planted in September and is harvested in July, so that gives a fallow period of approximately 14 months. The most common management system for the wheat fallow system is a conventional. To say that, it means that the weeds are controlled with a herbicide and in combination with the tillage. And the average number of tillage for this system varies from 3 to 4 in a year. The next management system that is common is no tillage, and as its name suggests, there is absence of any tilling, and herbicide is are the means for weed control. The third management system that is chemical free, it resembles the organic management system in the eastern Wyoming. And there is no application of herbicide for the weed control. So tillage is a one means for the weed control as well as land preparation. Therefore, the average number of tillage in this system varies from 4 to 6 in a year. And the treatment, these are the treatment for my study, and none of these treatment received any fertilizer inputs. For my study, we did greenhouse gas sampling and soil sampling with a bi-weekly interval in summer and 3 to 4 weeks interval in winter, during winter. And the wheat was harvested at the crop maturity, whereas biomass, or the residue biomass, was taken after the wheat harvest. And for gas samples were taken for carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide using vented chamber method, and analyzed in CIMAT-GGC. Soil samples were taken using hand probe and were analyzed in biotech instrument. Now into my results section. The experiment year, that is 2011, 12, and 13, that we conducted our experiment were so different in terms of precipitation, which we also hear from our earlier presenter. So 2011, it have nearly 21% more precipitation compared with the 30 years average for the for Wyoming. And in 2012, we receive approximately 64% less precipitation compared with the 30 years average. And also in 2013, for the duration of my study, that is until July, we received 39% less precipitation compared with the 30 years average. So we were interested to see how these different precipitation were affecting the crop production for the at first. So the crop production in 2011 was significantly higher. I mean to say it was much greater in 2011 compared with 2012 and 13. And in 2013, the crop productivity recovered a little bit compared with 2013. Now into water field pore space. So we want to see how this contrasting precipitation years affected the water field pore space. Here in the horizontal axis, it represents the date of sampling, and the vertical axis represents the water field pore space measure. And W here represents the wheat phase and F represents the fallow phase. So what we find was that in 2002 of summer, it had nearly three times lower water field pore space compared with the 2011 summer. And the 2013 summer water field pore space was nearly half of what we got in 2011. Overall, we find a greater soil moisture content in fallow phase for the study period compared with the wheat phase. Next, the results of my gases. So again here, the vertical horizontal axis represents the date of sampling, and horizontal axis represents the date of sampling, and the vertical axis represents the gas measured. So with more moisture in 2011, the summer GHG fluxes were nearly 13 to 36% greater compared with the 2012 summer and 2013 summer. However, the methane uptake trend were opposite. Being said that the uptake of methane was greater in 2012, that was the driest summer. It was nearly 27% greater compared with a wet summer. It was probably because of the soil dryness enhanced the aeration and the uptake of methane. Now into the nitrous oxide fluxes. The nitrous oxide fluxes in summer, first summer, that is 2012 summer, were much greater compared to the summer in 2011. Nearly 40% greater than 2011 summer. But I would also like you to look at the fluxes during the winter, which are generally being neglected or not being measured because the winter time fluxes are low in most cases, as the microbes do not have much activity. But we found that in a dry summer that followed the wet season of the growing, it had a significant fluxes of nitrous oxide. And again, in the summer of 2013, if we see the fluxes were flat, that they were nearly 67% lower compared with the first year summer, that was a wet summer. Here I would like you to remind that during the first year, we had a significant crop production, both the residue yield and the grain yield were higher. So that could have contributed for the greater soil organic matter supplied that was mineralized and released as nitrous oxide in the first drought year. However, in 2012, the crop production was very low. Therefore, couldn't supply enough soil organic matter into the soil, and there was not much to be mineralized in 2013 year that caused the very low or negligible emission of nitrous oxide in 2013. Now into the cumulative fluxes. This shows how the different management practices were acting for the greenhouse gas fluxes over the 3 years of a study period. We found that both the nitrous oxide emission and carbon dioxide emission fluxes were the lowest from no-till system, that is the undisturbed system, compared with the repeatedly till system. Now the soil nitrate content. Nitrate content, again, was greater in no-till system and was the least from conventional and chemical-free management system. So in just the previous slide, I saw you that the nitrous oxide emission were lower from no-tillage, and again the soil nitrate content was higher in no-till system. So what does this suggest is that we were able to conserve more nitrogen on a no-till system in the dryland soil like our compared with a repeatedly tilled system. So to conclude, what I have found is that annual restoration of soil organic matter is very important for conserving the soil resources. However, the increasing climatic variability can alter this process of soil organic matter restoration. We found that carbon dioxide fluxes increase with increasing precipitation. However, the nitrous oxide fluxes during the drought period were more dependent upon whether how much of the soil organic matter was supplied from the preceding season. And overall, no-till system appeared to be more resilient for the interannual climatic variability, especially for the dryland soils like ours, where there is no external source of soil fertility renewal. So with this, I would like to acknowledge the funding by NIFA Organic Transition Grant and the crew member from SEREC, and Dr. Augustine Arbour is here as well. I would like to thank him, my colleagues, and lab assistants. And thank you all for your time and attention, and I will be happy to take any questions.
Was there any snow cover in your stubble during the winter? You mean the snow cover? Yes, we get the snow there.
Yes, I do have the data, but I haven't done it yet. Thank you.
Yes, sure. I see this sometimes in my system. I couldn't quite tell